Well, now to upstate New York, where the national debate over gun control has reached down to sports teams. In New York's North Country, high schools used to have trap shooting teams, but they lost favor as gun violence became more of an issue. Now the sport's coming back. 16 teams have started up in the region. They're co-ed, members as young as 12. Lauren Rosenthal from North Country Public Radio reports.
I find the Morristown trap shooting team out on their practice fields at a sporting club tucked away on a rural back road in St. Lawrence County. The kids are standing in a row, aiming at clay pigeons careening through the air. Family members watch from the sidelines, and a guy named Jim Bushy ribs his two grandsons from the front row.
If I was him, I'd take the shell and throw at the clay pigeon. He'd probably hit more.
I'm getting a lot better.
All jokes aside, Bushy says he's one of the team's biggest fans. He grew up hunting and fishing around Morristown. And since his grandson signed up for trap shooting, Bushy's gone to almost all their meets.
This is the greatest thing that ever happened for these kids. It teaches them safety, respect.
And it does that, Bushy says, by teaching kids how to handle firearms responsibly. Students here use live ammunition and mostly full-size shotguns.
It's hard to believe, and a lot of people are wondering that. Yeah, we're playing with guns here, but we don't play with guns.
David Young is head coach for Morristown and also a hunter education instructor for the DEC. Number one, he says, is that team members don't pick up a gun unless they pass a special safety course.
Number two is we're going to have fun. And number three, at the end of the day or at the end of the season, we're going to strive for better marksmanship.
In just 2 years, Morristown has grown its trap shooting team from maybe a half dozen members to about 20, which makes sense. Morristown is rural. Hunting and fishing have always been part of the culture here. But for some kids, that culture isn't being passed down. Young says he's meeting students who never touched a gun before or feel afraid of them.
We have one young lady that started out last year, could barely hit a bird. And this year, she's one of our leaders in our squad.
That young lady is Emma Showers, a painfully shy 14-year-old who loves sports like soccer and softball.
Does this feel like a sport to you in the same way that those do? Or does this like feel like kind of a different thing?
It really fits in like the other ones do.
But unlike other sports, Showers and other students are getting a clear message that shooting is different, that it's tied up in a much bigger fight about what role guns should play in our society. This spring, a Manhattan assemblywoman named Linda Rosenthal introduced a bill to ban all marksmanship programs from public schools.
New York State Assemblywoman out of Manhattan has her way. Sports like trap shooting and archery could be taken out of schools with more.
Rosenthal, who's no relation, didn't respond to repeated requests for an interview, but she did talk to a TV station in Syracuse. Rosenthal said she was upset to find out that the teenager who was responsible for the recent shooting in Parkland, Florida, was once on a varsity rifle team.
Nicholas Cruz learned how to be an expert marksman at the very same high school where he killed 17 people.
What's more, that shooting team had gotten funding from one of the nation's most influential lobbying groups, the National Rifle Association. The NRA does help pay for safety classes and marksmanship clubs all across the country. Here in Morristown, that money gets funneled through a local sportsman's club. Rosenthal said all these ties between the NRA, schools, guns, just aren't appropriate.
Having a school offer a program like that is the wrong message.
It's no surprise that sportsmen's groups have pushed back. They say an assemblywoman from New York City doesn't understand how guns are used in rural communities. Even some gun control advocates aren't sure that banning shooting sports from schools is the best move.
I think it's well-intentioned. I just don't think it's thought out well enough.
Paul McQuillan is a coordinator with New Yorkers Against Gun Violence, a group that's pushing for new gun control legislation. I asked McQuillan if it's a problem that shooting programs exist in public schools and that the NRA helps pay for them.
Yeah, I don't see a downside. I mean, the New York State Senate this year voted and passed to allow children as young as 14 to go hunting with an adult, obviously you using guns. So, I mean, if you're going to allow children access to guns, then let's train them and teach them to do it the right way.
And if the NRA wants to fund that training, McQuillan says he applauds it. For now, New York is the only state considering a ban on shooting teams. The bill doesn't have any sponsors in the Senate, and McQuillan says it's not likely to pass. But 14-year-old Emma Shower says she gets it, that bad things are happening, and some people think getting guns and gun education away from schools will somehow make people safer.
They feel like if you take it away, something might, like, things might turn out different, but in order to be able to know how to actually operate a gun, you have to be taught the right way. And this is what we're trying to do, is teach people how to use guns and have fun, not to injure other people.
For Here and Now, I'm Lauren Rosenthal in Morristown, New York.